Blog Talk Radio.
Without him, we can do nothing. How true that is. Welcome to Deeper Truth. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Today is Monday of the sixth week in ordinary time, February 13, 2023. And today is the feast for St. Giles, Mary of St. Joseph, Counselor of Naples. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come. Your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures. Presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. Father, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death. That our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons. That God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the New Age errors of our times. That God envelop our culture with His divine protection and help us both individually and as a nation to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road. That is the path to becoming a nation and culture under God again. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. And so let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Waited for the Lord, and He stooped toward me and heard my cry, and He put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me to do your will. Oh my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. My Lord, I come to do your will.
Today, our daily readings, February 13, 2023, Monday of the sixth week in ordinary time. Reading 1. The man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have produced a man with the help of the Lord. Next, she bore his brother Abel. Abel became a keeper of flocks, Cain a tiller of the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought an offering to the Lord from the fruit of the soil, while Abel, for his part, brought one of the best firstlings of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not. Cain greatly resented this and was crestfallen. So the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you so resentful and crestfallen? If you do well, you can hold up your head. But if not, sin is a demon lurking at the door. His urge is toward you, yet you can be his master." Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let us go out into the field. Let us go out into the field." When they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord asked Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" He answered, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" The Lord then said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the soil. Therefore you shall be banned from the soil that opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. If you till the soil, it shall no longer give you its produce. You shall become a restless wanderer on the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is too great to bear. Since you have now banished me from the soil, and I must avoid your presence and become a restless wanderer on the earth, anyone may kill me at sight." "Not so," the Lord said to him. "If anyone kills Cain, Cain shall be avenged sevenfold." So the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest anyone should kill him at sight. Adam again had relations with his wife, and she gave birth to a son, whom she called Seth. God has granted me more offspring in place of Abel," she said, "because Cain slew him." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. God the Lord has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth? Though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. You sit speaking against your brother. Against your mother's son, you spread rumors. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise.
Became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him,
He gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. St. Giles, Mary of St. Joseph, Consoler of Naples. St. Giles Mary was born on 16 November 1729 in Italy and died on 7 February 1812 at Naples, Italy, of natural causes while at prayer. Giles' given name was Francesco, born to very poor but pious parents in the town of Taranto, Italy, in 1729. While still quite young, Francesco learned the rope-making trade and was reportedly very good at it. It served him and his family well. When his father died in 1747, leaving Francesco at age 18 as the sole supporter of his mother and siblings. His father died in 1747, and this forced him to seek work to provide for his widowed mother and siblings. And for a period of time, he worked as a rope maker. The lack of a personal education meant that he was unable to become a priest and served instead as a professed religious in the Order of Friars Minor in Naples. He applied to enter the order on 27 February 1754 and made his solemn profession of vows on 28 February 1755. Though he took up his responsibilities willingly, Francesco always felt the call to religious life. By the time he turned 25, he was able to secure his family's financial future and subsequently applied to the displaced Friars Minor in Naples. Though he wanted to become a priest, he lacked sufficient education and was received as a lay brother instead. For the next nearly six decades, Francesco, now St. Giles, Mary of St. Joseph, acted as supporter and gatekeeper at his monastery seminary. It was in that position that he discovered his true vocation. As the brothers opened the doors and everyone rang the bell, Giles came into contact with some of the poorest and most wretched citizens of Naples, people who he had a special gift to help. He seemed to have a particular ministry to the sick, even going outside the city gates to tend to those suffering from leprosy. In addition to serving at St. Paschal's Hospice in the city, he often carried with him an icon of the Blessed Virgin Mary called Our Lady of the Well as he made his rounds. St. Giles, Mary of Joseph, St. Joseph is living proof of St. Mother Teresa's famous quote, "Not all of us can do great things, But we can do small things with great love. His community also gave him the task of distributing alms and food to the poor, as well as begging for his fellow friars' sustenance. Almost miraculously, no matter how much Giles distributed, it was always enough to meet everyone's needs. He gave credit for this to Saint Joseph, who, he said, always took such good care of Mary and his Jesus and Jesus. His devotion to Joseph remained strong throughout his religious life. As he made his way through the streets of Naples, he would urge the people over and over again to love God, love God. The people whom he encountered even gave him a nickname, Consoler of Naples. In the same year that a power-hungry Napoleon Bonaparte led his army into Russia, Giles Mary of St. Joseph ended a life of humble service to his Franciscan community and to the citizens of Naples. Francisco was born in Taranto to very poor parents. His father's death left the 18-year-old Francisco to care for the family. Having secured their future, he entered the Friars Minor at Gallatone in 1754. And for 53 years, he served in the hospice of Naples and in various roles such as a cook, porter, or most often as official beggar for that community. Finally, in 1812, at the age of 81, and after decades of humble service to all he came into contact with, Giles died a model of authentic evangelization. He was a model of authentic evangelization. His feast day is February 13th. Pope Pius IX named him as Venerable on 24 February 1868, after confirming that he had lived a model life of heroic virtue. And Pope Leo XIII later beatified the late religious on 5 February 1888, after the confirmation of two miracles attributed to his intercession. 2nd October 1992, which led to a medical board approving it on 27 January 1994, theologians did likewise on 13 May 1994, as did on 18 October 1994, Pope St. John Paul II declared the healing to be a miracle. The 1937 cure of Mrs. Angela Magnogna on 15 December 1994, and canonized 2nd June 1996. His liturgical feast is celebrated on the date of his death. Love God was his characteristic phrase as he gathered food for the friars and shared some of his bounty with the poor, all the while consoling the troubled and urging everyone to repent. The charity which he reflected on the streets of Naples was born in prayer and nurtured in the common life of the friars. The people whom Giles Mary met on his begging rounds nicknamed him the Counselor of Naples, and he was canonized in 1996. And thank you, Lord, for the precious lives and testimony of these great saints, their role models for all of us. And thank you, Lord, for your holy Catholic Church. And I encourage you to make the Mass the center of your life and to pray the Rosary, to pray the Rosary. Our Lord and our Lady offer such great graces, and the prayer of the Rosary, the Queen of Devotions, our Lord calls us and invites us to come to him. He calls for us. He invites us to come to him, to receive him body, blood, soul, divinity. And what a great blessing it is to be able to share the gospel and the scripture to all over the world, even in lands where the church is outlawed or persecuted. So we just pray for those in those situations and in those lands that liberty would be attained and peace given and freedom. True liberty is to be able to worship God in freedom. And so, and we pray for America. Pray for America. We pray for our Holy Church. We pray for Pope Francis. And we pray for all the bishops and all the clergy, that they be the sign and the offices that you, Lord, established and called for us to go to all the world. So may we honor your will, Lord, and love our Queen, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And then we pray for those who are distressed. We pray for those who are on the street, runaways. We pray for those who are vulnerable. We pray, Lord, to protect our young children today. At Mass, when I see families with young children, protect these children, Lord. Their innocence. Protect them, Lord. And give us the strength to stand up against the evil flood that's all around us today. The media and everything that we're encompassing. The tide that is before us. Help us, help parents to guard their children against the onslaught, against your holy name and against your will. So thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts you have given us. So that we may continually lift you up. and let them see his glory. And we will close as we began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. May the Lord shine upon you and give you grace and the strength to have faith to overcome all obstacles. May his light shine upon you and give you hope. Pray for America. Pray for America. When America is strong, the world is safer. And so, God bless you all. Good day.